I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Hickey and Boccioni are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Now, parts of New York City are dealing with that blackout where 43,000 people lose power and they're treating it like the end of the world. Yeah, come out to the Midwest when you get some thunderstorms and lose power or ice storms for 4 days. Now, the CBS Sports Radio Hub has power. They have been following all the trending stories, like that tribute last night by the Los Angeles Angels to their fallen teammate, Tyler Skaggs. I'll deliver a huge opinion on that. Also, the bagel guy that has become a viral and entertainment slash media sensation out of Bayshore, Long Island. Ryan Hickey just told me that's his hometown. And that's how everybody sounds. And that's how everybody acts when they're out. Oh, that video or videos plural. It is hilarious. Flat out, his interview with, I think it was Entertainment Tonight or TMZ or whoever it was, you know, Inside Edition, one of those, you know, entertainment shows where, you know, a reporter, a producer asked him a question and he says, you know what, I'm done with this. No offense, but I don't like you. I posted a tweet at Saturday Huge where I said, some radio show needs to hire him. Probably would work better on satellite, which, by the way, if you lose us wherever you're traveling, you can listen on XM Sirius Channel 206. So we have that, you know, because I'm, again, I don't base my show on Twitter or Facebook. I don't go by likes or hits. I don't do that, okay? I go by what I feel and what I think you, the audience, would like to delve into over our 4 hours, and I deliver my huge opinions, and you deliver yours. But as I was lining up things from last night through maybe 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight, and it's a slow time in sports now with the Women's World Cup behind us, and I'll deliver a huge opinion on that. The Westbrook trade, I think, is the last biggie in this NBA free agent frenzy. I'll have a huge opinion on that. And the Tyler Skaggs thing last night, I'm not going to tell you what God you have to worship or any God at all. But if you don't believe in a higher power after watching what happened last night, and I'll go through that list, it is. I know Hollywood isn't close to Orange County, but it is one of the great nights in sports history. It really is. Because most of us don't have a rooting interest when it comes to the Angels. Most of us don't know who Tyler Skaggs really is, like his mother who threw out the first pitch, family and teammates in the Angels organization. But that was going viral. And it was goosebumps, tears, as I'm watching the end of that game, and then they list everything at CBS Sports. .com of what happened last night, and not eerie, but a celebration of his life. And they get the combined no-hitter, and the last combined no-hitter in Major League Baseball was in Oakland on the day that Tyler Skaggs was born. I'll go through that. So I'm touched, I'm emotional, I'm happy about life and the celebration of life. And then, you know, the bagel guy, I get more sound bites and videos at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And then I notice this 400,000 people set to invade and take over Area 51 out in Nevada. And I'm like, okay. As I told Hickey and Boccioni back at CBS in New York City, how about you invade the help wanted section and go get a job? Oh, my Lord. Has this world just gone nuts? Free agency was crazy. I mean, look at everything. You know, I know I was off last week on a holiday, but look at, you know, Kawhi and George, and look at the Westbrook reunited with Harden. It didn't work in Oklahoma City. I don't know how it's going to work in Houston. And remember, they had Durant, Harden, and Westbrook, so huge opinion on that. But when you, in my business, and probably the only reason I'm on Twitter is because I'm in the media. I do my statewide afternoon show in the state of Michigan. I do this national show each and every Saturday night. I am a legendary voice in video games, NFL Blitz 2001, 2002. I should have won an Oscar for my voice work in the Kurt Russell movie Touchback, a football film. It's an amazing movie from, I think, what, 7 years ago. I was denied an Oscar nomination for my work there. But I'll say that the stories that are happening in this country, and I'm not bringing politics into any of this. We don't have to. It is just USA / America gone wild. It's crazy. It's nuts. You know, I'm seeing a power outage in New York City today, and then at the same time, I'm reading tweets about the checklist of people who have signed up to invade Area 51. And then I'm emotionally invested into the celebration of the short life of Tyler Skaggs. And I think that's what makes America great. I know it sounds crazy to some of you. But we can get emotional, we can laugh at the bagel guy, and we can wonder how you can rally 300,000 people who are willing to invade Area 51. For any of you who have signed up for the invasion, I think it's protected by the military, so get your Nerf guns, all right? Maybe your Frisbee Golf, you know, top shelf championship frisbee. Maybe get your Bluetooth speakers and good luck on that invasion. Do I think there are aliens there? I think there are extraterrestrial beings. I don't know if they're housed there. Ryan, what is it? The 300,000 people want to go free the aliens? Or what are they doing? What are they signing up for?
I think they just want to venture over there and actually find out and put some truth to the rumor if there actually is aliens. I think they're just exploring actually is there.
All right. Well, you know what? Here's what I want to do. I want to go to Disneyland and not pay. So go to my Facebook page and sign up to storm the gates. Oh, my Lord. Hey, this is crazy. Hey, have you met the bagel guy there in Bayshore, Long Island?
Thankfully, I've not, no.
Because you sound just like him.
Oh,
you really do. I mean, you sound, that Long Island accent is legit, it's real, and I love it. And I don't think this story is as viral and as big as it's been the last couple of days if he doesn't have that Long Island accent. Is he a Mets or a Yankees fan? Has anybody come up with the sports? Because he hasn't really, he's upset about people always making fun of his height. And I'm not making fun of short people, but it's his voice that really gets me. And just his New York bravado. Away from, you know, he's ripping women who he thinks are looking down on him. How many people have you seen like the bagel guy in Long Island / New York? Because you guys are in, Manhattan with CBS Sports Radio. That does he define a certain percentage of Long Islanders or New Yorkers?
I would probably say yes. There is a certain perception, and this video obviously going viral just kind of really puts the perception, really emphasizes it. So I would say, I mean, not a huge part, a small chunk, at least I think, but yes, he does fill out, that kind of thinking about how Long Islanders act and talk.
And by the way, do you know anybody who has opted in to be part of the 300,000 plus that are going to storm Area 51 in Nevada?
I don't know. Any of your friends going?
No, because I'm wondering, where are they all flying into? Are they going to drive? Is this like Field of Dreams, right? Are they all going to line up? And have you ever driven out in Nevada out there in the middle of nowhere? How are they getting there? How are they paying for it? Are you kidding me? You have that much money. Hey, you know what, honey? I love you. And I need you to take care of the kids for 5 days because me and the buddies from work, we're going to storm Area 51 and find out if there's aliens. How you getting there? We're going to fly into probably Laughlin on one of those gambling junkets. Wow. I'm going to my list of huge opinions tonight. We're going to talk about the future in sports. And we'll get into this. I have a laundry list on what's trending. But the Atlantic League and the robotic umpire and what Rob Manfred and baseball and everyone's talking about, and maybe even in the minor leagues testing stealing first and they're using that extra innings and putting a guy on second, not just baseball, but 10 years from now. And that's not a long time if you think about it, because you just think about 10 years ago, 2009 doesn't seem that long ago, does it? I want you to think about how the games will change at the pro level. Baseball, NFL, basketball, hockey, soccer, and golf, and maybe even tennis. And, you know, we're looking at Wimbledon, and I get Federer and Nadal. That was classic today, but I'm trying to figure out what happened to tennis. Me and some buddies were golfing, and we were talking about, because I'm 57, on what it used to be like with Jimmy Connors, Chrissy Everett Lloyd, Martina Navratilova. You had John McEnroe going nuts. You had Bjorn Borg. I mean, you had, you know, Sampras in his day. I can't name an American star outside of the Williams sisters. I can, and I do sports for a living. Statewide show in Michigan, a national show here on CBS Sports Radio. So we'll talk about that, but think about it. How will sports be different in terms of rules and how the games are played? Because baseball knows they're trying to grab that young generation, those millennials, those kids who aren't watching it. Now, I will say that my sons had a friend who had RBI Baseball on the Xbox, and they got it, and they love it. So there you go. There's a way now they're knowing players. They're knowing a guy who has power, a guy who has speed. That's part of it. It really is, to grab the young players. You know, Major League Baseball should be doing these Xbox One or PlayStation 4 tournaments in every city with whatever platform games they have. So think about it, how you think the pro games will change. Baseball, NFL, NBA, MLS soccer, NHL, and the PGA Tour. Next 10 years, what will be different? You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We have Hickey and Boccioni, and now Graceffo is back at CBS Sports Radio New York City with the power outage. He lives on the west side of Manhattan. No power, no AC. So he came into work early. One reason and one reason only. CBS Sports Radio Hub has power. So welcome, Graceffo. He'll be taking over here in about 90 minutes. First huge question of the night. And I want to throw this out in relation to the Skeggs tribute. The short life of Tyler Skeggs, Angels pitcher. found dead in his hotel room at the age of 27. Mom threw out the first ceremonial pitch. Man, and she put it right in the catcher's mitt. Then you had Mike Trout, like all Angels players, last night wearing Skaggs number 45. He homered 454 feet. All the players, like I mentioned, are wearing number 45. Then Taylor Cole and Felix Pena allowed the Mariners nothing on Skaggs' mound. Combined no-hitter. And then after the game, they all laid down the Skaggs 45 jerseys in a beautiful circle on the mound. And as I watched that all unfold, my spontaneous thought was, if you don't believe in a higher power, and whatever higher power, I'm not saying God, I'm not, it has nothing to do with a particular religion, but if you don't believe in a higher power, and that we see these unbelievable moments in life, and a lot of them happen in sports, and I know my world is locked in on sports, but everything that transpired last night, it was one of the great nights in baseball history, because the greatest saying about sports is that we get things that we have no clue are coming our way. And it could be a trade like Kawhi and Paul George late at night, both ending up with the Clippers organization. It can be the miracle on ice. And the word miracle comes into play. And higher authority, miracle, I'm not going to sit here and preach. And I respect you for whatever God you worship or whatever God you don't want to worship. There's a higher power, man. It's like if you've ever watched the movie The Shack, and I think every dad should watch that. I keep it on my DVR. As I navigate my children, as I navigate life, I'll go back to it. And it's an unbelievable journey. I've never read the book. A lot of people talk about it, but that movie, it sets me straight when I need it. And for the Skaggs family, for his teammates, for how devastated they were to have that Friday night. And by the way, today's his birthday. And the last time there was a combined no-hitter in California, it was the Oakland A's, or it was in Oakland, and it was on the day he was born. And what that game had from the start, from his mom throwing out that first pitch until the end and the celebration and all the players removing their 45 jerseys and laying them in a circle around the mound, it had that feeling that Tyler Skaggs was there. Number 45 on the mound. It did. And again, that's a higher power. It's fate. It's angels. Literally angels. I don't know. But it had that feel. If you watched it, if you've looked at the video at CBSSports.com or online, it really did. And when I posted it, some people are like, oh, you're reaching. And 454 feet, it wasn't like it was 4450. His number's not. I'm thinking, can you really be that heartless to think that anybody's reaching, celebrating somebody who left us too soon? It was like, man, I'm watching that, and everything I looked at, and when CBS Sports is tweeting out the list of everything that happened in that game, start to finish, before, during, and after. Higher power, fate meets destiny, the spirit, the angel of Tyler Skaggs, whatever, there was something about last night with a combined no-hitter. Everything. The mom. The mom looked like she should sign a contract with the Angels and get into their minor league organization. It was like Tyler was grabbing her arm and making that throw. And I, to be honest, I had heard of the name Tyler Skeggs. But the power of last night, through all the narcissism and idiotic debates we see connected to sports, that meets politics, that meets, oh, this line versus this line, this line versus this line. Everything, the Richie Incognito story in the funeral home, which I'll touch on later, all the garbage, the flat-out garbage that we debate, discuss, and retweet, that we get a beautiful night in Orange County, California. And that everything that happened was there for his family to see, his friends, his teammates, and that Angels organization was all there, and they could feel it. Because if we can feel it, not everybody, some of you are like, oh, you know what, man, I don't believe in that. Come on, 454, that's just all coincidence. That's your choice, man. And I'm not going to hold it against you. But that was one of the most beautiful nights in baseball history. It was a Robert Redford meets Kevin Costner movie. It was. But this was real. And God bless the Skeggs family, the Angels, because you had a night that nobody will ever forget. And we need more of that in sports. We do. I mean, we get so caught up in Megan Rapinoe versus the president, Richie Incognito. He only gets a 2-game suspension, but DUIs get a 4-game suspension. What about Tyreek Hill? Hold on, wait a minute. Did they release all the audio? Look at the garbage that we discuss. And I don't mean individuals. I'm talking, we have open forum discussions. And I get it. I'm in the sports media business. I've been doing a sports talk show 27 years. From Oklahoma City to Tulsa to Austin to Chicago to nationally to statewide in Michigan. And there are times where I wonder, how in the heck did we spend 3 or 4 hours on that topic? But you know what? It's pretty good radio, and everybody has a right to their opinion. So I want to ask you, the audience, do you believe there was a higher power influencing that game last night? I just want to ask you that. That's our first huge question of the night. You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions. Boccioni, Hickey, and Graceffo with the power outage. Had no air. Had to walk like 6 blocks before there were traffic lights that were working on the west side of Manhattan at the sports hub known as CBS Sports Radio. A first huge question of the night off the Tyler Skeggs emotional evening in Orange County, California. Do you believe a higher power was in play there? And I had some interesting tweets come in, and you can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook, as always. And the higher power can be something that motivates a team to do something special for a teammate. And we've seen it. It's not just in death, but when a teammate's injured or going through something. And I want you to think about great emotional moments you've experienced yourself, connected to sports, not winning a championship, where that night, one game, one evening, was about doing it for a teammate, a teammate's family member. It was It was just one night where everything went right like it did for the Angels last night. And I'm not going to get that people are coming at me, oh, you're preaching. No, I'm not. It's not about, it's a higher power, fate, destiny. It doesn't have to be whatever God you worship. But let me know what you think are some of the best nights ever. Had nothing to do with winning or losing. It was just a night where everything went right, where you were playing that game or you were there for somebody who needed you, like the Skeggs family and the mom throwing out that first pitch and got everything started last night. So join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Phil in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, when you were talking about that whole thing, I heard that today. I thought, you know, absolutely, that's got to be some divine intervention. You know, all the numbers and all the strange things, they all lined up, right? You know, but so then you were talking earlier, and the whole 454 came up, like a 454-foot home run. Okay. So I thought, well, you add up those numbers, that's 13. That's what? That's his birthday, right?
Yeah, his birthday is today, and that his birthday was when he was born was the last time there was a combined no-hitter in the state of California in Oakland.
Another one of those oddities that kind of went along with it, but I didn't think of it. I heard the story, and I thought, what a great story, and I got kind of cheered up, you know, because I believe in all that stuff, you know, and whatever. You know, so he was just kind of strange. But then I thought, 454, well, I added up. Okay, that's another 13. So there it is. You know, he said, like, almost like he's trying to make his own statement that, hey, I'm still here, okay? You know, wherever y'all are, whatever, you know, all that stuff. You know, it was really cool. I really thought it was cool.
We need, and Phil, thanks for the call in Chicago, getting our Saturday night started. Listening on that powerhouse radio station, AM 670, The Score, your radio home in the Windy City for the Cubs who are playing some good baseball. Like I mentioned, the last MLB combined no-hitter thrown in the state of California was on the day Tyler Skeggs was born. As I tweeted out right after, or when I woke, there's two tweets. I sent one out, right, like, can you believe it, after the game. And then one when I woke up this morning. This is for those who don't believe there is a higher power. There is, and it can bring beauty and hope in our darkest hours. And I mentioned the last time a combined no-hitter at the Major League level was thrown in the state of California was on the day that Tyler Skeggs was born. Tyler Skeggs' mother throws first pitch. Angels throw no-hitter. Trout hits home run exactly 454 feet. Skeggs wore number 45. Franchise's 11th no-hitter. Skeggs wore number 11 in high school. Scores 7 runs in the first, 13 runs total. Skeggs' birthday today, July 13th. I know you can, and some of you are skeptical, and the media's overplaying it, and it's a slow time in sports. No, we need nights like that. And I'm telling you that I watched the beginning of the game. Then I watched the movie The Shack. And then when that movie's over, I turn it on, and this game is in the eighth. And I'm going, I'm by myself. I don't have my kids this week. And is this real? Am I sleeping right now? Am I dreaming? Is this real? Because you'll understand it. If you've ever watched the movie The Shack, I can't explain it. You'll need to watch it to understand how somebody gets through grief and how angry they are at the world. Some comments coming in at Saturday Huge. On Twitter, Costa Garvonis says, there's a higher power influencing all things that take place, not just that event. However, in some cases, the existence of the hand of a higher power is made apparent to us. How can anyone think that all around it's just an accident If you're a gambler, figure the odds. Well said, Costa Carvonis, listening out in Goodyear, Arizona. Audie drops a comment from Massachusetts. He tweets at Saturday Huge, I don't believe in a higher power, but I do believe that the spirit of their teammate motivated the Angels to perform the way they did, and I think that's why we get these unbelievable moments in sports and in life. Well said, Audie, there on the East Coast. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. And share a story of an unbelievable moment. Just a game. It can't be a moment. It has to be a night that was perfect. Could have been at your local high school. Could have been at your local Little League. Could have been at a JUCO, a D3 college, a D2, any sport at the pros where it seemed that a higher power or divine intervention was part of it. So you can share your stories, 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Dolores in Alabama. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, darling.
How you doing?
I'm good. God bless you. Thank you. Listen, and I do believe, and I've been listening to you, and you mentioned something about the stage, how you have the stage to say and talk about anything about sports, in which he is in it. He is in, I believe that he is in everything, sports or whatever.
Well, thank you, Dolores. I appreciate you listening in Alabama. Yeah, I'm not, and I'm getting some comments where they're like, you're preaching. No, it was a beautiful night. And how often do we use the word beautiful or spiritual when we talk about sports? It has to be tough, has to be the pain of losing, or, you know, the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat. That was just a beautiful night. It inspired me. You know, I had a chance a couple weeks ago to speak at a friend's funeral, Brian Bromley, who just unexpectedly passed away at the age of 57 out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, grew up in Midland, Michigan, on the east side of the state. And I didn't have a script, and I just stood there for 15 minutes in front of a packed church and talked about the man I knew, talked about his love of life, friends, coworkers. It is sad that when you look at the celebration of Tyler Skeggs' life, not his baseball career, his life, and you see last night, or you go to a funeral of a friend who just unexpectedly checked out, and we find that we want to be inspired and celebrate because of somebody passing away, and you wonder why we don't do more of this in sports and in life with our friends and our family. We're so jaded. And I'm not going to blame social networks. I'm not going to blame 9,000 cable and satellite channels. But there are beautiful things in sports where we don't embrace it. They're not good for the headlines. Yeah, we can joke about the bagel guy. We can talk about 300,000 people signing up to invade Area 51. But there are so many great things that happen. And message, a reason why that all of us in the last 22 hours, you know, and again, with me, I kind of look at my life, I connected to sports. To lose a great friend. And I had to sit there, and there was his girlfriend, there was his boys. His dad was a legendary coach in his 80s. And I was just weeping, and our connection was golf, and he loved the University of Michigan, and he loved the Cincinnati Reds. And that day inspired me, and I'm thinking, why do I have to lose a friend to be inspired? I'm not close to Tyler Skaggs, but I was inspired by last night. And the only reason I ever watch the ESPYs is for the emotional side of how they present sports, life, and inspiration. And the football coach, born without any limbs, without any legs, without any arms, Rob Mendez, delivering that speech at the ESPYs. And he got the Jimmy V Award for perseverance. And I'm listening to this man, this leader, speak. I was inspired. I went to sleep saying we live in a great country, that sports can take somebody, because if there isn't a chance for him to coach and you're born without any limbs, what is Rob Mendez doing? We need these stories. They keep us going. Sports is, you know what, politics, weather, sports, in terms of conversation in this country. And that's why if you grew up loving baseball, long before Xboxes, long before PlayStation 4s, mobile phones, when you were out sun up to sundown in the summer finding a game, that Tyler Skaggs story of his mom throwing out the first pitch and the emotional connection you have to a sport right now that is searching for a future, and they're blaming baseballs and they're all too many home runs. And they still can deliver a night that we'll all never forget. And we all need it, no matter what you say. I know it's not your normal sports radio topic or conversation, but I think it's good to talk about the good things in sports when it fits. And man, the Skaggs celebration of life last night, and listening to that junior varsity coach of a football team in California, Rob Mendez at the ESPYs, being able to pay tribute to a friend. It's why I love what I do. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and like us on Facebook. Just search Saturday Night Huge Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.